Thank you for calling the Alabama Name Plunk Claims Line. I need you advice in this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I was just trying to file for unemployment.
Yes, sir. No problem. Let's start. May I have please your social security number?
My social security number 416-396-3308.
All right, thank you. May I have please your full name?
Roderick Jones, Ms. OD.
I'm sorry, but I don't see anything under this social security number. So let me ask you again your social security number, please.
416-396-3308.
Okay, you say 416-39-308?
No. I said 416-396-308.
Okay.
308.
All right, thank you.
308.
Thank you. May I have please your date of birth?
11/07/91. And that's November 7th, 1991.
Correct. May I have your mother maiden name, please?
Can you have one now?
Mother maiden name shall be her last name before she get married.
Okay, Bob.
All right, thank you, sir. So now we can start to file this claim. Let me read for you something about fraud. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you file or receive an unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation?
No, I haven't before. No.
Okay. Do you receive notification that is TRA certification? It's notification. That one is a program for displaced employer.
No.
Has your name changed since the last time that you filed for unemployment?
No. This is my first time filing.
Okay. Have you worked under different social security in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under different name on the past 2 years?
No.
Could you please provide me your telephone number?
205-792-0833.
May I have please date of birth one more time?
Date of birth is 11/07/91, and that's November 7th, 1991.
Thank you. May I have please your driving license number?
My driving license number is 841-9349.
Thank you. So now, may I have please your race? Are you white, African American, Asian American, Indian, Native Hawaii?
I can hear you. Say that again.
Yes, sir. Are you may I have please your race? Are you white, African American, Asian American, Indian?
African American.
What is the high grade that you complete in school?
High school.
Are you a USA citizen?
No.
Oh, where are you from?
I mean, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. Have you been in the Army for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have please your home address?
13901.
Okay. Let's do it in slow.
13901.
Okay.
Well, that's 13901.
Correct.
Okay. Old Marion Road. That's OLDMARION, Marion Road.
Okay.
And that's Duncanville, Alabama. And that's DUNCANVILLE, Duncanville, Alabama.
Okay. May I have, please, the
zip code? Zip code is 35456. And that's 35456.
Yes, sir. 35456. All right. So let's research. The cities don't count. All right. Let's go. So let me ask you, is your home the same thing that your mailing address or is different?
Is it bueno?
Your home is the same that your mailing address.
Mailing address? Is it my home?
It is the same?
Yes.
So let's go through this. And now, may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
My occupation from my last employer?
No, do occupation. Yes. What are you doing in your last employer?
Truck driver.
Okay. Truck driver. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I what?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
No.
Are you in a school or some training?
No.
Do your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
You said, do they release me?
The company that you was working, does he provide you a date to return to work? You have to go back to work?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
Okay, you say no full-time work?
Was I working full-time?
No. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available? All right. Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
I'm kind of hard understanding. I can't hear you.
Okay. The question is, are you available to work all schedule, morning, afternoon, night?
Am I available? Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
1 week.
One way. Just one way.
How many miles?
Yes, sir.
I've been driving over 9 years.
Okay, how many miles you would like to say?
Just driving straight.
How many miles you willing to travel one way to a job?
Um, 300, 400 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
What's the early one? Well, now I'm
how
so
much
far.
How much per hour you will accept?
One second. Okay, I can hear you. Can you say it again? I can hear you.
Okay,
better.
It's for me. It's hard too because I think that you gave me a speaker. Okay, what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept? So that means how much per hour you will accept?
How much per hour? I normally get paid about a percentage.
Okay, how much you would like to say per hour?
I don't know. I was just doing like 28% a load.
Okay.
So I don't really. I'm trying to see.
It's okay. You can tell me any amount. You can tell me 20, 30, whatever you want.
I would say more than that, because that's what I was just 28% of. Oh, you said a mile.
Yeah, you don't have to be exactly, sir. It's something where you, the lowest hourly wage you will accept.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess like 30, 40.
Okay, so do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied, or are you receiving compensation due to war-related injury?
No.
Have you applied, or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama between October 1st, 2022 and September 30, 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% off your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit to your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. The benefit card will be taking an additional 5-7 days to deliver it to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
I can hear you. Say that one more time.
What do you would like to prefer, checking account or benefit card?
Is it a checking account?
Okay, Menaha, please. It is the same checking account that you choose before, or is different?
This is my first time.
And what is the bank name from your checking account?
First Federal Bank.
Okay, could you please provide me your routing number?
I don't. I can get it, but I don't have it.
Okay, so if you... When you have it ready, you can update this information when you have it ready. So
okay.
that direct deposit. So okay. It is in your phone or in somewhere.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to find it. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Okay, you get ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I couldn't find my route number.
Okay, so in that case, sir, the system don't allow to take it more than 2 minutes. So you can choose the state debit card, and after that, you can update this information. Okay.
Okay.
Let me read for you the benefit card. Let me see the monthly fee. You indicate that you wish to receive your unemployment benefit by the Alabama Prepaid Benefit Card. If you already have a tan color, that card is good until the value through date on the card. And payments will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you. So after your first payment is approved. So let me read for you the monthly fee. It's 0%, $0 and per purchase fee, $0 in network, $1 out of the network fee. 35 cents for automatic calls, $1 for inactivity, $4 or $19 for card replacement fee, regular or expedite delivery. International transaction is going to be 2% of the transaction amount. This fee can be lower depending on how you wear this card. So now, do you understand the conditions for this benefit card?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have please the last employer name?
Last employer name of Buddy Moore Trucking.
Buddy Moore. Okay, may I have the telephone number for this company? In what city is located, sir, this company? Where you was working?
Birmingham.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama.
All right, thanks.
And let me see. Their number is 877-366-6566.
Thank you. Why? What day did you start to work with this company? The beginning and the end, please.
April the 25th of 2023 to March the 28th.
Okay, March 28th, today?
Yeah, March 28th, today. Yeah, they found me today.
Okay, you went physically to work today, or... The last day that is the last day that you physically work with this company.
Oh, the last day I came to work March the 26th.
All right, thank you. So, and why they discharge you? Could you please tell me the specific reason why they discharge you?
I had an accident. Mm-hmm. They said I was going. They said I was speeding, coming around the curve, and I wasn't going 53 miles per hour going around a curve in a truck. Mm-hmm. I've been driving for over 9 years. When I asked them about it, I'm like, no way I was going 53 miles coming around the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Do you have an incident because you was driving like that?
Ma'am?
Do you have any incident or accident when you was driving 53 hours for miles per hour or no?
No.
Okay.
I've been driving for nine years.
Okay.
No way.
Yes.
If I'd been driving 53 miles per hour, mm-hmm. I had an accident. And my truck kind of fell over. But if I was driving 53, 55, I would have flipped my truck for harder.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been way worse. It just, no way I was going 53 miles per hour.
Okay, so, but you was driving 50 miles per hour or no?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, but they say you was.
Yeah, they say I was.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mm. Okay, so let me ask you, who is the name of the what is the name of the person who discharged you?
Is it what's the name of the person who fired me?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Is this the boss name is James?
James, and what is her last name?
Jamie Fuller.
Fuller?
Yeah, Fuller.
And also, what is his position?
Manager.
Okay, and also, what did you do to attend or resolve the problem prior to you discharge?
Say that one more time.
Yes, sir. What did you do to resolve the problem prior to you discharge? What did you do when he was told you that you was fighting because you was driving 53 miles per hour?
I refused. I told him I wasn't, I was trying to see, any way they can. I wanted to know I don't even know how you realized I was driving 53 miles per hour. Because no way. I wanted them to show me. You can show me that, because I know I wasn't. I had just got fuel. I had just got gas. And 5 minutes later, like I said, it wasn't even, I haven't been driving for over no more than 10 minutes. And I know I wasn't driving 53 miles per hour.
Do you think that you did something wrong?
I know I wasn't driving 53 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the weight. I had hit a pothole. I was turning, and I had hit a pothole. And like I said, it was dark, so I couldn't really see the pothole, and it was raining. Mm-hmm. So when I hit that pothole and that weight, I'm carrying, the weight had kind of shifted, and then my truck had flipped. And just flipped over. It didn't. No way I was going 53 miles. Wow.
Okay, so the question is, do you think that you did something wrong?
No, I do not.
And do you have any warning for something or similar app?
Do you have
a warning? Yes, sir. For something or similar app.
And what is similar? What is that?
Warning. It's when they keep your attention right down and you have to sign and for something or similar.
No.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Do they pay holiday pay or sick pay?
Have you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yeah.
And which one?
And what now?
The question is, how you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
From my job?
Yes, from your job. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. They do holiday pay.
They did. After your last day at work. After today, do you expect to receive those payments?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. They let me go. They said everything was. Yeah, now
okay.
I've got to receive nothing for them. No.
Okay, let me read something for you about this claim. You are certified that your answers are true. In accordance with the law, provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earnings with wages reported by employer. False answer can result in overpayments. I certify to putting my full name here that all my answers are true and correct. Okay, is that okay, Mr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now let me ask you questions about this. Let's see. All right, the question number one is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? The first one is 1188 Forest Lake Way. The next one is 2800 Marshall Avenue. The next one is 3504 First Court. And the last one is 4612 Elwood Sections Row. Oh, I never been associated with any of these addresses.
Oh, no.
Nanny, which of the following cities is familiar with you? Enterprise, Anniston, Tuscaloosa, Montgomery. Visit and the background and what city is 8171 Wedmont Vista is in Utah and Pilhan and Union Grove or in Steel Reef. Yeah. So do you know that address? 8171 Wedmont Vista? Okay.
No.
What month was Fayrini Jones. Let me spell for you. Fayrine. Do you know that person?
Fayrine. What's the last name?
Jones, like your name, your last name.
Oh, yes, I know that person.
Okay, does she have this birth in June, August, October, or December?
Does she what?
What month she born? June, August, October, or December?
I don't know. I can call and see, but I really don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you never lived? A Square North, or Greensboro Road, Barrett Trace Boulevard, or Turcore? Or you can choose all the above.
Barrett Trace.
Okay. So now, let me do something for you about this claim. I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. You can answer yes, okay? Mr. Jones?
Ma'am?
Okay, I am filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance again of the state of Alabama. Yes?
Okay.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided in this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit, rights, and responsibilities. Okay. So now let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?